Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B. Tech Smith and Steve. You are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
The Megacast!
Steve, I'm telling you, I'm going to spit the water one day.
I know you're gonna. And it's going to be a day where I'm not looking at you, and all of a sudden I'll be like, what the hell just happened?
You were looking at me today, and I almost just did it. Like, not on purpose. I just was kind of going through my Triple H kind of motion and just kind of was like, whoa,
don't spit the water for real.
Did you just spit on me, Ted? That would be the weirdest start to a podcast ever. But
what happened to the Megacast? Well, Ted spit on him.
They lasted 16 episodes, and then Ted spit on Steve.
You know, you think those guys would have just talked it out.
You think a friendship is stronger than some water being spat on.
You'd think.
All right, Ted, it's good to see you as always. We're doing a Wednesday night edition of the Megacast.
The wild ones.
I like the Wednesday night ones.
Yeah, man.
This damn morning show gets in the way of our productivity, though.
It's funny, when we do the Wednesday night ones, too, you've gone home, done whatever, now you're back at work. I feel like you're more energetic than I am.
I do. You know what it is? I go home, I take a nap, I hang out with my wife and my dog, and then I get to this point where I'm like kind of getting antsy because I'm like, oh, we're going to hang out, and my wife's kind of getting annoyed by me because I think I have this energy that she's just like, settle down. I know you're excited to hang out with your friend Ted. Just go.
Keep it in your pants.
Yeah, I'm out. But for anybody out there, feel free to tweet us at the Megacast. It's that simple. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher, on KSW.com, however it is that you find us. If you're able to subscribe with whatever device that you use, please do it. And also write a review. That helps getting the word out, I guess. I don't know how these things work, but apparently it helps get the word out.
Yeah, and if you've ever met me and Steve, or if you haven't, you should just know that is how we look shirtless.
Yes. Down to the skin tone.
Down to the skin tone. Just and a couple golden or bronze gods over here, Steve.
Yeah, we wear Speedos. That's how we do it.
You know? Got to talk about Speedos later. That might come up, too.
All right. Well, you know what? Before we get to anything, it's time for those that are new to the Megacast. We feel that the best way to do this Megacast is when you're just full of energy. That's why I take a nap before it. That's why that's why Ted stays here at work.
So I can keep that energy up.
That's right. So what we ask for you is to get your blood racing, your heart pumping, and your brain
functioning.
And the best way to do that is by getting 10. And Ted, today we got a tweet. This one comes from Sal.
And he
kept it very simple. All he just tweeted is, just play this. Don't tell Ted what it is until it plays. So,
all right.
Are you in?
Hey, it's from Sal. I love this stuff.
Hey, oh, Sal. What's
Sal. Is this Sal Martino? Yeah, of course.
No, it's Sally Calzone. You know, from down the block in Bensonhurst.
Yeah. Paulie's cousin.
Yeah, right by the bridge. Did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And he also likes old school hip hop. So, Ted, are you ready for it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
So, everybody out there, let's get our brain functioning. Get 10. 10 push-ups if you can do it. If not, do it later. Ready?
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm a little fool in town. And my sound's laid down by the underground. I'm drinking a ball of Hennessy. You got it yourself. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
I love this song.
My own dance.
Is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do me, baby. I do the hump to hump.
Come on.
I do the hump to hump.
Do me, baby. You can't go wrong with the Humpty Hump.
No, man.
And at least, like, unlike certain 90s-based rappers, he's not breaking into people's homes.
No, he's not doing it. He's not even hanging out with the Amish.
Nope. He's not punching female fans that go to his show. I thought getting high makes you nice and chill.
I don't think somebody was high.
That's a good point. Maybe he needs to get high more.
Somebody said to me, like, well, he thought it was just somebody heckling him on the stage. Either way, it doesn't matter if he didn't know that was a... Dude, that is the wrong reaction to have.
That's an awful excuse for... If you don't know Afro Man, he punched a female fan during his show.
Yeah, it was like it was a Mardi Gras celebration.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch a female fan, but then I got high.
Yeah, and he's like playing almost like a, you know, kind of a, it sounds like a reggae song or something he would play. And there's this obviously the drunk girl shouldn't be on stage. I get that.
No, I'm sure it's very annoying for an artist.
But I mean, just turns around.
Loose term for Afro Man.
All right, BJ. He just turns around and I mean viciously knocks that guy. That's what I'm saying. Yes. If that was a dude, it would still be wrong of you, Afro Man.
There's still no good excuse. And it only makes it worse that it was a chick.
Yeah.
And Mardi Gras, drunk chicks, I'm sure that she was willing to, you know, exchange something for some beads.
Yeah.
You don't need to punch some ladies. Come on, Afro Man. You're better than that.
You're better than that. We expect more out of you because you got high.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
I'm excited about this one.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's better to crack those post push-ups.
Yeah. I feel like I earned this sip.
By the way, the 10 push-ups. I don't know if this happened to you yet, Steve. Some guy tweeted me sometime this week or this week and said, "Hey, I like the mega cast. Now give me 10. And then I felt compelled in my living room by myself to get up. I mean, it was dark. And I just got up and did 10 and was like, all right, I got 10 for you.
I've seen some people tweet out there, including one guy said, where is it? It's from Lou and Puyol. Woo! Nothing like taking shots and being forced to do push-ups. Best podcast ever. One love, Lou and Puyol. I wound up doing push-ups after hearing that.
Yeah, man. It happens great. All the time.
We're all getting fit because of the MegaCast. We're all one day going to look like those two men. Actually, we do.
Like people will look like us one
day. Yes, eventually you will look like us on the cover of our MegaCast page.
All right, so today on the TED Talk, I wanted to talk to people. Now, obviously, this is something that's a little closer to my heart today. But I wanted to tell people about doing stuff. You know, people set plans and goals and things they want to go do. I don't know if it's necessarily a calling. There's just something you want to go do. It might just be something as simple as growing your hair out. I want you to go do it. I want you to go have that experience, you know? Obviously, nothing crazy. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Ted said I could do 6 hits of acid, officer.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, maybe it's some festival you've never been to.
Okay.
Maybe you're an NBA star and you said, you know what? I need an NBA dunk title. You're from DeMatha. You're Victor Oladipo. You got to get in that contest. So that's my point is, like, everybody has these things inside of us we want to do. We got to go see. I just want you to go do it, man. You know, enjoy life, experience life, and just, you know, be you and be content.
Well, what I love about the TED Talks is that typically it stems from something that's happening in your world, or at least I hope it is.
Yeah.
And so I have to ask you, because it's funny you bring it up. Nice. Just do it, man. It's just time for you to do it.
You know, it was a calling for me to have this beer.
I listened to Shawn Michaels, former WWE superstar, who...
Heartbreak Kid?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'm a sexy guy. Sexy boy.
That song is terrible.
It's so bad. I mean, boy toy.
Like, now it's funny because he's older and when he was still thriving, like, did he really like walking out to that song?
When he was, like, a younger wrestler, he was, like, all about it with hearts on his vest. And, you know, like, he was, like, trying to be, like, a heartthrob guy. But then he eventually just became a technical, awesome wrestler. I mean, he always was, but, like, he morphed away from being the sexy boy. But he still walked out to that song.
It's just funny now as he walks out in, like, camo rubber boots and a camo
Hunter,
hat.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what he does.
I'm a sexy boy. And he's not a boy anymore. He's a grown man. And he sang that song. So that's him singing about himself as he's walking. It's very awesome. When you think, like, the level of narcissism is at its highest in that moment.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, look, his profession allows him to wear a vest with a Speedo and boots.
Solid point. So he was just talking, I think it was on Stone Cold's podcast, and just talking about, you know, instead of constantly saying, oh, I want to do this, like, I want to hang out with you, let's go get lunch, one of these days we'll do it, just finally make a date and do it. And I was like, preach on there, Shawn Michaels. So Ted, I got to ask you, has there been something that made you decide that this is your TED Talk?
Yes. Today, the dream has gotten real now. I've talked about it for years, but I actually purchased a ticket to Burning Man today.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. I've talked about it for a few years. I've been going to festivals, but
wow.
Yeah. Burning Man, as somebody put it today, they went, you just leveled up big time.
That's the Super Bowl of festivals.
Yeah.
I mean, is it even a festival, or is it just like, it's like you just completely leave this world and immerse yourself into a different world for several, how many weeks is it? Like 1 week, 2 weeks?
Oh, it's only 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I would imagine it's like you're leaving civilization and going into a whole new community for a week.
Right. So for a week, right, this like city springs up of like 35,000 people.
Where is it at?
In the desert. Black Rock Desert, Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Is that by the Bunny Ranch?
You know what's funny, Steve? I am not sure how I'm getting there. I'm not sure who I'm camping with. I'm not sure about a lot of things right now. All I know is I have the ticket.
I love it.
So I'm going to go. But I have thought about that because I know some of my buddies that go down and they drive down like a big 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on when they leave, I just can't because of work.
Right.
So if I have to fly down into Reno, I was thinking like, I got to stop by the Bunny Ranch.
You got to say hi to Dennis.
Right? Yeah. Do you make that pit stop on the way in or the way out?
I'm thinking you do it on the way in. I would clean the tank on the way in.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that after a week in the desert where there's no showers, there's no nothing. I mean, you bring everything to this event. Burning Man is like just self-inclusive. I mean, once you go in, it's like almost like you're going into like the Mad Max, the Thunderdome.
That's what it is, because you got to bring your own stuff.
Yeah.
You got to rely on each other and just yourself, and then you got to take everything out of there. You can't leave a trace.
Right. So I mean, all water, you got to bring that in. Toilet paper, you got to bring that in. Anything that you're going to need during that week to survive, you've got to bring, or hope that someone else does, and you can barter and work together in a community kind of feeling. I can't imagine after a week of that I don't think they would want you to visit, and B, I don't think you would really be in that mindset to want to go visit the girls and Dennis at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, I think at that point you just gotta pack up the car, start it, drive your ass back to Seattle.
Right. It's now time for you to reset.
Yeah, and I've been reading a lot of stuff too, and it's saying like you will be don't forget, this is a desert. The conditions are so harsh. Like, you have to like kind of force yourself to eat, from what they say. Because like, you just won't be hungry. And
yeah,
you'll be kind of crabby.
You're going to be hot. You're going to be, you're going to be altered in some way, shape, or form, I would imagine.
Dude, so not just going, right? I'm also thinking about, because I don't want to have just a regular tent. Because one friend told me they were in a sandstorm, windstorm for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And they were in a structure, so it was all right. But I've seen those little domes.
Yeah.
Think about getting like my own personal 14-foot dome.
The Ted Dome.
Yeah. Stuff. Well, there's ventilation. Plus, it just, I don't know. I might have to use your front yard as a practice to see if I can set up the dome.
Feel free. My neighbors won't think it's weird. They've seen us do odder things in the lawn.
What's the guy doing out there with the dome? Making sure it works, bro.
Just getting ready for Burning Man.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
What are you doing?
Yeah. What are you doing in your house?
Yeah. So for me, I am beyond
That's
excited.
Huge.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped.
So you have no idea where you're going to stay.
Nope.
You have no idea how you're getting there.
Nope.
But you got the ticket, which...
There's a couple guys I know.
You got some feelers.
Right. He's been a couple years, and he's like, I texted him today. I said, look, because we had dinner a couple weeks ago, and he's like, just do it. Like, if you're sitting here asking me about it,
right?
Like, look at all this other stuff you've done in your life. Obviously, you want to do it. Like, just do it.
I love it, dude.
So I texted him today. I said, look, I got the ticket. And he goes, all right, we haven't planned anything, but like, duly noted. So, I mean, I'm not worried about that part of it. But
I know some listeners that have hit me up saying, hey, if you get down there, let us know. And like, basically inviting me into their camp. I can try and track down their information and send it your way. Seemed like a nice guy via text.
Yeah. Steve, I think... You know, I'll go scout it out for the megacast, but I mean, I've hung out with you before. I feel like you're not that far off from a Burning Man.
Yeah, I'm a wife away from being able to go to something like that. I would love to go. I just don't know how I sell that one to my wife.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing, because it is like the ultimate festival. I mean, you're in a desert for 7 days.
Right. I mean, as a single guy, you bet your ass. I'll be like, Ted, I'm going to figure out how to get down there too. I'm going with you. But as a married man, it's kind of a hard sell to be like, hey, I'm sure people can do it, and you can call me whipped, call me whatever you want, people out there, mega family. But it's going to be a tough sell to be like, hey, hon, I'm going to go away for a week. I'm not going to have any access to technology. You won't be able to hear from me. I don't know what I'm doing, where I'm staying. I'm going to be probably in an altered state of mind, but I'll see you in about 7 days. Can I bring some of those coconut waters?
That's a good call.
Yeah. So I just don't foresee her being the type of woman that would appreciate that. And I tend to push, I push the limit quite a bit in the things I do, as far as like boys' weekends and things like that. And she's very cool about
it. Plus, it's a week. You know, that's a lot different than saying, hey, we're going to a cabin for a couple nights. We're going to get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine. It's like... I'm going to the desert for this radical self-expression, like mind body changing kind of experience.
And to a place that already has a preconceived stigma.
Sure.
In the eyes of many. I mean, I've heard enough stories.
I haven't told my mom yet, Steve.
Dude, that's going to be a tough one because, you know, the first thing she's going to do, if she doesn't know about it, she'll probably Google it. And it's, you know, it's known as being this giant retreat for druggies.
Well, and right. And then some people, like my sister, she cuts hair for a couple people that go and they've told her they go for orgies and stuff.
Oh, great.
So that, right, it's like, don't tell that to people. Like,
I'll tell that to my wife. Hey, it's just a big orgy drug thing. Not a big deal. You can trust me. I'm going with Ted.
Right. And everything, like, I'm sure if you want to find that stuff, you can find it there. But from what I've read, everybody's experience is different.
Well, that's a great point, because I think in anything, I mean, any kind of, I mean, you could go to a concert, like a festival at the Gorge, and it could become a giant orgy if you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on who you are and what kind of environment you want to put yourself into. Or it could just be you going to a concert, hanging out with your buddies.
Yeah, and I just don't know if I'm orgy guy.
I don't foresee you being orgy guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're more of a thinker.
Yeah.
I think the just do it mentality of buying a ticket to Burning Man is excessive enough for the Ted Smith, and I'm speaking for you, and I apologize, but I don't foresee you being like, I'm going there, and I'm going to bang a bunch of people, and they're going to bang me.
Yeah, and I just don't foresee, like I'm just out there walking the desert, riding on my bike, having a good time, like, oh, look at that stud. Yeah. Get in here, orgy time.
Hey, you six people over there, are you guys having sex? Got room for one more? I got water. All right, we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have to talk about something that might or might not have to do with Burning Man. But a member of this show is thinking about buying a skirt. We'll get into that after this on the Megacast.
These guys know about love, and I want them to show it to me. The Megacast will be back.
It's the steamy novel people have been waiting years to see. Now, Hollywood silver foxes are on all fours and on the prowl in 50 Shades of Grey. Hair, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow, I look like a slutty Katie Couric.
Jack Nicholson.
Please, stop masturbating.
George Clooney.
No, yes, and once with a donkey.
Betty White.
If the guy's a cutie, you gotta tap that booty.
Anderson Cooper.
I'm certainly no expert on the topic of vaginas.
Narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Do you want a regular vanilla relationship with no kinky f- at all? My mouth drops open.
With Bill Cosby as Christian Grey in...
I want you to see something.
50 Shades of Grey. Hair.
I don't want you to get hurt.
Ouch. Looks like I got myself a little prick.
They're putting the silver on the silver screen.
You know, old people have active sex lives, too.
50 Shades of Grey. Hair. Rated G for Grandpa.
You only love me for my big sunglasses and my Tony Lomas and my Dodge Dart Classic. You said I'd be Johnny and you'd be Joan, and I'll ride with you to the moon. Guess what?
What?
You can't ride in my little red wagon.
Why not?
The front seat's broken and the axle's dragging.
I know you're lying to me.
You can't step to this backyard.
Bitch, try me.
You know it ain't my fault when I'm walking down the drop the light.
Wow.
The Megacast with B. Tech Smith and Steve is back.
Apparently Grace does not like Miranda Lambert.
Did Grace say, bitch, try me?
Yes.
All right, just make it sure. Yeah.
Well, maybe she's a Blake Shelton fan. Is not happy with the relationship and where it's going.
Steve, me and you should hang out with Blake Shelton.
Dude, I would love to hang out with Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a guy that's like, hey, come on over. We're just going to get a couple cases of beer, maybe some other stuff, and we're just going to hang out. Are you in? I feel like he'd be in.
Yeah, and I feel like he could tell stories, and then he would allow us to tell some stories, and it would just be fun.
Yeah, you know, there's certain celebrities that, and I don't mean it as a knock to them, but I almost feel like it would be impossible to have a conversation with them unless it was about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and some of them, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
And they're very professional. I just go like, I don't want to hang out with that person.
Oh,
I just
absolutely
don't think they'd be super fun.
Or, yeah, it would have to be, the only way that this night would be fun is if all the energy was put towards that person. Tell us more. Let me laugh at your stories and jokes. And Shelton doesn't seem like that guy.
Yeah, and like here's an example. Like Peyton Manning, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's funny in commercials. He's funny on SNL. I just feel like in life, he would just be a very serious person. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he wants to kick back. Like, I'm sure he has a beer or two sometimes, but I don't think he wants to kick back and just hang. Whereas Shelton seems like he would just show up and be like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Peyton Manning sounds like he'd kick back, have a couple beers, and talk about serious stuff. You know what I mean? Or, like, just talk about, like, I don't know, his stocks.
Yeah.
Whereas, like Shelton, I bet, would like be like, dude, check out that waitress, man. She's freaking hot. And I'm like, yeah. And then we go into a story about one time when he was performing at some small club before he got married to Miranda Lambert. And
yeah. Or we could, and then we would drink a bunch of Fireball and prank call Adam Levine.
And that would be fun. I could see you. What are we doing right now in this podcast?
Know. We're not even doing a topic.
But I could see you egging him on. Again, why am I even having this conversation?
Like, come on, Blake, let's mess with him. You know he's too damn pretty.
I love that we've created this make-believe hangout session with Blake Shelton. We got to get him on the MegaCast.
Good call. I'd love to talk to the guy.
Maybe one of these times we do a Wednesday night one. We find out if he's on Twitter and we just start bugging him. Dude, just call in right now. Just call in. You will have fun.
Blake Shelton.
Hashtag you will have fun, Blake.
Well, I mean, I've said this before in the men's room. Like, I don't know any of his music. I just like the guy.
I know Boys Around Here.
All right.
I like that song.
Yeah, I'm sure there's stuff about trucks.
It's about hanging out with your boys.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
You fellas go gig the frogs. I'm going to hang out here.
So before we took our break, we're getting back on track there, Ted.
All right, get on the highway.
We don't need Grace getting mad about this.
Lord knows she'll put us in our place.
There's a member of this MegaCast, and it's not me, that's...
Thanks, Steve!
That's debating whether or not he should purchase, not a kilt. This isn't a knock on people who wear kilts.
Yeah, you tell a kilt guy, you're fine.
Right. Rev, Cajun, whatever.
Good call. Those are two guys I'm thinking of.
Roddy Piper.
I like both those guys.
They're great guys.
Yeah.
I would never wear a kilt, though. Nor would you. But you're considering buying a skirt.
A skirt.
Why?
All right. So I've been thinking about this Burning Man thing for a while.
You do have nice calves, and your legs are fine.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Yeah. I believe Blake would approve.
But what Adam?
Oh, no. You're not pretty enough for Adam.
So I read a bunch of stuff about...
dude with a beard.
About Burning Man and how hot it is and this and that. And a lot of times, often, it says for men or women, like a cheap cotton skirt that, like, I guess they have one size kind of fits most on skirts.
Really? I guess it's tighter on some.
Right. Well,
it's a sundress for the young skinny girls.
I'm not wearing a sundress, Steve. Well, it's not going to come up over my chest.
Oh, like that's so out of the question.
I think there's a difference between a man in the desert wearing a skirt, shirtless, and then you walking in a sundress.
I say by Thursday, you're rocking a muumuu. All right. So they're saying because of the heat.
Yeah, they just said the cotton dress, this cotton skirt is like the easiest thing. It's like it's easy in the bathrooms, it's comfortable. Uh-huh. You'll get a breeze going up there. Like, all right.
Now,
I know what you're asking. Do I wear underwear with the skirt? I haven't decided yet, Steve.
Because if you're going to wear underwear, I would think it's I think it's less weird to just walk around in tidy whities or boxer briefs than it would be to wear a skirt. I mean, you could get like a wrestling costume.
What, like a singlet?
Nah, just like the trunks. Like the one on the picture of you, the real life picture on our MegaCast page.
Yeah,
the stars.
I thought about just wearing like board shorts, like a bathing suit, because that's pretty light material.
And that's not good enough. Like they're saying that would be too much fabric.
They're just, and it's going to get collected with dust. I don't know,
man. Are these the people that have the orgies that are telling you to wear the skirt?
Maybe. Maybe I'm just getting set up to get pulled into some weird cross-dressing sexual fantasy of somebody's that I'm not sure of.
It's like, you know how like there's a certain culture where like handkerchiefs say what you're into?
Oh, no, I don't, Steve. How do you know about a perv?
Damn it. Adam Levine told me.
I found out the hard way that culture with animal tails.
What?
I bought an animal tail at the, this story sounds so crazy when I say it out loud. I bought an animal, a foxtail.
Maybe Wednesday night podcasts aren't our best ideas.
I bought a foxtail in Anacortes at the Oyster Run.
Okay.
Which I don't drive a motorcycle, so it makes sense I was at the largest motorcycle rally like in Washington.
I know. I have our buddy Kure from the Donkeys. He goes to it. Yeah.
Anacortes is great, by the way. I love that little town.
It's awesome.
So I was there, and this guy has like pelts, and he's selling the foxtail, and I said, well, I got to buy one. So I just kind of snapped it on, and then people were like, you know, if you hold that thing on one side, it says, like, you're single. If you have it on the other, it says, like, you're looking for a girl. Then it's like, if you have it somewhere else, it's like, you're looking for a dude.
What?
Yeah, and I was like,
if you have it somewhere else, what is it, like, just firmly pin that tail on that donkey kind of thing?
I think so, Steve.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see.
Which, of course, I was walking around with it directly over my...
So you were, like, saying, hey, what's up, fellas?
Yeah, basically, I'm out there like some hairy, sexy fox walking around the town of Anacortes. Up and down Commercial Ave like a jackass.
See Ted Smith, the hairy, sexy fox.
Yeah.
Coming soon to Burning Man.
And I'm out there...
In a skirt.
And I'm out there with our guru. He's just sucking down oysters left and right.
Just visual is awesome.
Yeah.
We got to do a megacast broadcast from Oyster Fest.
Oyster Run.
That too.
Dude, I'm in. You have no idea. I one girl I dated, we would go over there like, I bet once every 6 months we'd go over there.
Oh, man. I haven't had oysters in forever.
Oh, man. I had some 2 weeks ago.
Oh, at the Aqua place.
Yeah.
Remember you telling that on the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I'm like, screw you, friends. I'm eating dinner at Aqua. I'm having oysters.
So, okay. So, yeah, I mean...
Would you... All right, what, do you think...
I think I'd go tighty-whities before I'd go skirt.
Tighty-whities?
Why not? Who cares? If people don't care...
Well, that's a solid point, Steve.
If you're in an environment where no one's going to think twice about you wearing a skirt, I don't know. I think I'd feel a little bit more comfortable. Maybe I wouldn't even care if I'm in a skirt. You know what? Do it, man. Just get the skirt.
I mean, I have a feeling by the time...
You're at Burning Man. It's just a giant drug orgy anyway, isn't it? Right? Ted's
with,
mom?
With fire.
Yeah.
Right, there's a chance by Saturday night when they burn the man, I might just have lost it. Skirts off. I'm just out there just running around naked.
Fuck wild.
Rolling in the dust.
There's that naked, hairy, sexy fox wearing just the tail.
Just the tail? Like, just rig it up with like a little belt so I just have a tail? Oh, man.
No, it's hanging from something and no belt is necessary.
I believe the word we're looking for right now is homoerotic.
Yes. That's what we do on the Megacast.
The hairy, sexy fox out there.
What do you expect when you have a cover like we do on our Twitter page at the Megacast?
Did you guys talk to the fox? That guy's crazy.
Hey, speaking of Twitter, we did get some tweets. I can't wait. The recap is going to be amazing. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, man, thanks. I'm pumped.
It's a whole different level, but I feel like it's the same excitement when I booked my trip to the Super Bowl. And I didn't have... Flip side, you have the ticket. You don't know what's going on, how to get there and all that. I had all the accommodations taken care of, and I didn't have a ticket until the day before the Super Bowl, but it worked out because, like you said in the TED Talk, I just did it. And yeah. I was even talking about our buddy Moffitt.
Heard from John the other day.
Yeah, and leading up to the Super Bowl, I was talking to him about it, and he goes, man, I got to learn a lot from you for doing something like that. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, just the fact that you're not even stressing. You're just going to go. You don't know if you have a Super Bowl ticket or not. And you're just going to do it. He's like, that's a great life lesson for me to take in. And I'm like, all right, man, cool. And I think what you're doing with this Burning Man thing is right on par, if not on a whole different level, because it involves skirts and orgies.
In the desert.
In the desert.
And I run hot and sweat.
Just think of the chub rub that you're going to get in those orgies,
dude,
man.
I've thought about that.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Just walking around out there. Well, I'm going to get a bike. You got to get a bike.
How are you going to transport this bike there?
In a car or in a truck.
Wow. You should get one of those ones that folds up. You know, like those kind?
No.
They used to be kind of... I bet they're available in the Sky Mall. Rest in peace, if it's still out there. Sky Mall. You know, it's like you could fold it up and it's almost like a compact bike and then it opens back up and it's... It's very weird looking, but I feel like it would be a hit at Burning Man. I don't know if it could ride it in the sand, though.
Huh. The dust. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The dust is, they were like, it's going to get everywhere. Just be prepared.
Dust, not sand. That's it's not at a beach.
No, it's on a dried up old, I guess, a lake bed from centuries ago.
I'm so pumped for you, though. That's so awesome.
Oh, man, I am so excited.
Good
and
for you.
That's why I was just like, screw it. It's wicked expensive. I just got to buy the ticket, and that way it'll lock me in.
Can I ask what the ticket cost?
Oh, it's like $400.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was sold out in like an hour.
How many people go to this?
It's somewhere between, I want to say, 35 and 40,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what the math is on that, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole metropolis that builds up in those 7 days. And then that's the whole thing. You got to tear it down and get everything off the playa.
And then right back at it next year.
Yeah.
See you in 51 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a feeling this is going to be a yearly thing for you, Ted.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I just don't want to be, you know.
Maybe I could say I got to go to a work conference for a week and it's in the desert.
Desert.
And there's no technology. It's about how to become better radio people without technology.
Trying to live in the moment, Steve.
Yep.
Trying to live in the
moment.
Like
we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got a tweet. Scuba Steve said, listen to the Corolla podcast with Manny Pacquiao. He hits pads with Pac-Man and then sounded winded like the Ted Smith after getting 10.
LOL. I unfollowed Steve after that one.
I like Shelley's. I don't think this is ever going to happen, but I appreciate the thought and that you think this highly of the Megacast after, 15 episodes or 14 or 13 or 12 or
that's
16.
That's right. I lost track on my own podcast.
Yeah, it's, who knows, more than 10.
Yeah.
Shelley says, I know this is probably impossible, but you guys should replace Grindhouse at 10 p.m. I know I'd listen every night.
I like that idea.
It's a great idea. I just don't, how in the hell are we going to pull that off when... I got to get up early. I mean, I guess we could pre-tape it, like how we do the Megacast on like a Mondays, but we don't even have
to. We're going to tape 4 hours of radio every day?
I know. Well, maybe we play music. I don't know.
I like the idea, but you're right. It is impossible.
I like how we're trying to figure this out, not even thinking that we still have to like get our boss to approve this idea.
Yeah, and the other guys we work with. Oh, hey, by the way, not doing a podcast. Now I'm doing nights on the station with Steve now. Like, what?
Right. So, you know, Steve and I will not be available for 2 hours a day after Steve's show and before our show.
Right.
That'll be an easy sell.
Yeah. Sorry, Geek Nation.
Yeah, we need our own.
We
Shelly, you got to get us a new production studio because we don't have enough room. That's why we don't do it every day. We would if we had the room, of course.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, Steve would clearly like to be here longer.
Yeah, we'd be crushing podcasts 6 days a week. Damn, BJ's Geek Nation takes up all the time.
It is funny. Some of the people that don't do podcasts are like, you're doing two?
Yeah.
And everybody always goes, do you guys get paid for that? Like,
No.
Like, they're just fun to do.
Yeah, it's just a good opportunity. Honestly, like, for Ted and I, it's just, we enjoy hanging out with each other and... Here's a chance to do it with microphones in front of us. This is exactly the conversation we're going to have at, well, maybe we'll get a little bit more filthy, but pretty much this is the conversation that we have at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shelley, we appreciate the idea. You can run it up the chain. I doubt it'll get shot down within like probably 30 seconds, but I wish we had the time. I think it'd be a blast to figure out a way to have us on from 10 to midnight or something.
You know
like that.
What? No, Steve. This is the problem with the world right now. There's not enough jobs because people like us that already have great jobs, now we're taking nighttime jobs.
Whose job are we taking from?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody could have that job if me and you weren't doing Grindhouse.
Nobody's doing it. It's just Grindhouse is a pre-recorded thing.
Matt's live from starting at midnight.
Right. We could be on from 10 to midnight.
All right. I just feel bad now.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened to just do it, Ted? Oh, you want to? What if we do it with the skirt on? Then are you in?
All right, well, just do it. Then I will let everybody know we are having sushi tonight for dinner.
Damn straight. And a lot of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
That place is great. You're going to love it.
Oh, I'm really pumped about it. I don't know if we're going to have time to do this, but we can give it a shot. Mainly just so we got like 40 seconds, but screw it. Let's just do this. It's a new feature on the Megacast. We threw it out there on Twitter, and it's Mega Pregunta. Now, why is it called Mega Pregunta?
I did not know what that meant, Steve. Please explain.
Well, the men's room has the question.
All right.
You guys do that. The BJJ Morning Experience, we do our lukewarm topic of the day, which is kind of like the question.
All right.
You know, it's based off of a news story or a survey or whatever it may be, and then we ask a question. Well, I figured we can't just out and out rip off those two shows, so instead of calling it the Megacast question, we call it the Megacast Pregunta because, well, that's question in Spanish.
See. Si.
The Mega Pregunta. That is Spanish for question. Since I'm not Spanish, I will have my friend Carlos say.
De Vega. Pregunta. That is Spanish for question.
Oh, Carlos. You sound sexy. I'd like to enjoy your burrito. Oops, I mean, I'd like to enjoy a burrito with you.
There's a lot happening right there. That intro was great, and again, Grace is hitting on people.
Now it's Carlos, the Spanish robot voice that she apparently employs.
Dude, the only question I have is just, not question, the only statement I'd say to you, and I mean this in all honesty, is just, you know, I don't know what the budget is for a guy like that. I just wish you'd ask me before you do this stuff, Steve.
He sounds very sexy.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah. I mean, hold on. Let's get back to, you know, let's see what he sounds like.
De Vega.
Yeah, look at him.
That is Spanish for question.
That, the Mega.
God damn, Pretty that sounds time. Good.
I mean, that's better than Banderas right there.
De Vega. Pregunta. That is Spanish for question.
How do you compete with that?
Man, wouldn't mind being in an orgy with that guy.
Well, the question was, based on a survey where 2,000 people were asked to name the things a real man should know. So here's the list of the things that a real man should know. And I thought, okay, well, this would be kind of fun to throw out there. So we threw it out on Twitter, but only two dudes answered the question, but they answered it multiple times.
All right.
Our buddy Billy and our buddy Not Neil. So just to give you I like Billy's because he just tweet after tweet after tweet. He says how to hike, camp, provide sustenance from surrounding forests, streams, and lakes. How to wink in a way that does not come off as creepy. Do not like that one.
I had to tell that story on the men's room. Somebody tried to suggest you can't call Bex or Becca Bex.
Oh, I brought it up to Luke Wilson this morning when we interviewed him. He's talking about the Super Bowl. I go, hey, man, I know however sad you are from not winning the Super Bowl and how disappointed you are, at least you did not have to look at your wife or your girlfriend in the eye after you just winked at the most popular soccer player of all time.
Yeah.
And he's like, huh? All right.
Dude, what if I run into Beckham and he's at Burning Man, just roaming the desert too?
You got to wink at him.
I'm going to tell him that I know the winker and then ask him if he wants, you know, have a little kickabout.
Billy also says how to throw a proper punch.
All right.
How to cut a piece of wood with an electrical saw and nail it together with a pneumatic nail gun. And then my favorite one. Okay, I have too many opinions on this. So a real man knows when to shut up.
Well said, Billy.
Here are just a couple of ones they said. A real man should know his wedding anniversary.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, mine's easy. December 10th.
Oh, man, I forgot mine, but right. I don't mind.
Mine's not December. Mine's December 18th.
Edit.
All right. Hopefully, good thing my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
Damn, Steve.
Another one, how to change a light bulb. I mean,
yeah,
I think any human being.
I know, we read part of this list on the men's room. Like, how do you not know how to screw in a light bulb?
I mean, sometimes it gets kind of difficult if you're not able to, like, watch the thread go in, but after about three or four attempts, it's rather easy.
Yeah, man. Light bulbs.
How to iron a shirt.
All right.
Do you know how to?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
I don't own one. I know how to do it. You know, side note, also, if you have a wrinkly shirt, everybody knows you can throw it in the dryer, you know, but damp it down a little bit first. Then when you throw it in there, the heat will help get out the wrinkles.
Oh. I never thought about damping it down.
Yeah, just spritz some water on there.
Okay, don't like run it under the
No. Don't make it like, I shouldn't have said damp. Just more like
just like mist it.
Right, like you have water on your fingertips and stuff, kind of.
Bless it.
Yeah. Bless, yeah.
Bless you. You know what? Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
When we come back, I feel like this is going to be a theme. Since you already talked about that subject on the men's room, we have another new segment.
All right.
You know what? Honestly, before we get to that segment, there's a certain football player that I think typically all of us completely hate. Mm-hmm. But somehow, and in some way, both Ted and I have found a way to love Colin Kaepernick.
Or at least agree with him.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we're actually on the same side as Kaepernick.
Yeah, it feels a little dirty.
And we're going to talk about that when we return. The Megacast! Woo!
These guys will make you feel good, even if it's at their own expense. And I find that sexy. The Megacast with D-Tex Med and Steve will return.
How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolves around you?
From the creators of The Slap, NBC's new hit miniseries.
Listen to me. When adults talk to you, you listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
Comes a show that takes it even one step further. What happens when one man meets one woman and forgets to put a Jimmy hat on? The Clap.
Ow! Ooh, it burns!
Sorry.
The Clap. Coming soon to Gonorrhea TV.
Yo, thinking out loud. I must have about a milli on me right now. And I ain't talking about that Lil Wayne record. I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it.
These guys have the trouble butter. I have no idea what the f*** that means. The Megacast is back.
Truffle butter from Nicki Minaj.
Is she just rapping about truffle butter?
I have no idea either.
I mean, she's a baller. She probably can afford truffle butter.
When we were trying to do that Michael Bennett show for a minute. We were trying to find locations to record the show and do it on the cheap, so we had to find random places.
All right.
We ended up at a place that makes the machine that pulls out the truffle, pulls out the oil out of weed so you can use it for whatever. Like,
all right.
You know, and truffles. They had weed truffles there. They had weed popcorn. Just, they used the oil for making all different things. And they brought us into this like secret room that they had at this warehouse. And it was Magical Butter. That's what the company was called. And in the secret room, they had like just jugs upon jugs of just ganj, just weed everywhere. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Are we gonna get like popped for something?
How did you never invite me?
We did. That we were gonna record.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got canceled. Yeah, you were gonna be on the next batch of episodes, and it just fell apart.
Well, can we just go there and hang out?
It's one of the coolest places I've ever been. Like, the secret room, and I say it's a secret room, it's not really a secret room, but
secret.
It feels like you're in like some weird like secret facility inside this warehouse. It's a cool vibe.
Kind of like when you got married and we got to go downstairs to like the
boardroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Columbia Winery.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that, but it's more, instead of being a wine like vibe, this is more of a weed vibe. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about truffles, just they're expensive.
Well, and at my wedding, you learned about truffle pigs.
That's a good point. I forgot. That was your wedding where I met the truffle pigs.
Yeah, yeah. Outside the Barking Frog, was it? Is that the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, what's that hotel?
Oh, son of a bitch. Liz DeWicke.
Willow's Lodge.
Liz DeWicke got married there.
No kidding.
Yeah. We bonded over the Willow's Lodge.
That place is great.
So
it's expensive, but...
But you know what? It's like one of those places.
You know Liz DeWicke?
Yeah, well, Twitter friends, Instagram buddies.
Tell Miles. He has a bit of a crush on her.
Hottest newscaster in all of Western Washington, if I do say so myself.
All right, that's fair.
She is so hot.
Yeah, she's smoking hot.
Yeah, I remember when she first came to the Northwest. I'm like, who is this? And props to Como 4 for hiring her. And then like in a couple months, it's like, props to Q13 for stealing her away from Como 4.
Fox stands for a lot of things, but Fox News stands for one thing for sure. You're not going to have hotter talent than they do.
Yes.
There's no way around it. I don't care what side of the fence you're on.
Oh, man.
When it comes to Fox News, they're having attractive. I mean, look, David Rose, attractive man. Bill Wixie.
Oh, Wixie.
Attractive man.
I got to spend time in a locker room with him.
Don't even get me started on Walter Kelly.
Oh, yeah. He's just chiseled. Aaron Levine.
Yeah.
Handsome fella.
Stanford guy. Do with that what you may.
But let's talk about football.
All right, yeah, let's do our show.
Yes. Again, if you ever wonder what it's like hanging out with Ted and I, this is what it happens. What it happens is we talk about hot chicks on Fox.
What it do, son? This is what happens.
49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, a guy that I think everybody in the Northwest, unless you're a 49ers fan, hates. He's pretty much the punchline to many jokes for Seahawks fans. We all love to hate this guy. So when I see him in the news and I see a headline that says that he got into a Twitter beef with a fan or just a random Twitter person, I'm thinking, first thoughts, Kaepernick's going to look like an a-hole. Just know it.
Yeah, same thing. The story came across the wire and was like, it happens again. Another NFL player gets into it, you know, and I'm like, oh, man, wonder what he said.
And I immediately thought about one of our past MegaCast episodes where we talked about, hey, sometimes you just got to take a moment before you hit that send button, think things through. You don't know what's going on in that person's world because, you know, we deal with it on a much smaller level. I can't even imagine what it's like to be an
NFL. But now I feel bad that I unfollowed Scuba Steve.
Well, maybe you got to think about that. Maybe
all right, Steve, I'll follow you back again. Sorry, the joke caught me at the wrong time.
And just mute him.
Oh, Steve, you are an evil man.
Oh, well, I'm still following you. What are you talking about?
Whoa, bro. Don't get all weird on me.
I've only muted like 3 people, and it's just because they're just raging a-holes on Twitter. Like, they're people that I kind of know. And it's not even towards me. Like, I've never blocked one person once.
I've blocked 3.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to. When someone's just, you could tell they're just being a jerk for the sake of just being an out-and-out jerk.
Yeah, one guy wasn't even that mean or anything. He just had a smart-ass response for everything I tweeted. So I just finally said, no, I'm just going to block you.
I had some guy on Facebook do that. Like, he had something like just snarky to say. I didn't know him. I only accepted him like he was a friend of a friend. And he was like taking shots at me. At a post that somebody else posted to me. So I'm like, all right, you're jumping into this conversation with me and some other person.
Yeah.
You're taking shots at me. So I just wrote back. I'm like, oh, look at Bill. He's one hilarious fella. And of course, he likes it. And I'm like, oh, you didn't get the point. I was just trying to be an ass without being a complete ass, probably in a very Seattle passive-aggressive way, but whatever.
Dude, on Facebook, man, on my personal one, it's the bulk of my people on there are all listeners.
Yeah.
I just straight up, if I just deem it mean, you're just getting on, you're getting unfriended.
Yeah, it's just, why bother?
Yeah, and something like most jokes I get, sorry, Steve, I'll follow you again, but like...
Don't follow him. But put your foot down.
On Facebook, man, sometimes just like, God, will you ever stop being fat and ugly? Like, all right, you're getting unfriended.
I saw somebody post something. I wound up sharing it on my Steve the Producer page on Facebook.
All right.
Because I thought it was hilarious. You did the crack walk.
Yeah.
I thought one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
Thanks, Steve.
I was like, that is hilarious. So I shared it.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, boy.
Oh, paper towels.
Paper towels. Hold on. Paper towels. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I like how I spill the beer and you chug yours. Oh, I don't want to spill it, Steve. Did that go?
No, I think it's all right.
No, you're all right. Yeah.
I still hear you and it landed on your pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got my pen wet.
Pot is what we call part of the board in here, too.
Someone's going to be like, why does this mixing board smell like beer? I don't know.
I'm just thinking people listening to this like, oh, sorry, man, I just spilled some on your pot.
That's a good point.
Yeah, like.
Oh, sorry.
It broke, Steve. It broke.
No, I had to dry you off. That doesn't sound right either. Sorry, Ted, I had to dry you off. Jeez, what the hell is Wednesday nights, man?
Wednesday nights are wild.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen.
We're spilling beer. I'm wearing skirts. You're in tighty whities. And the sad thing is, like, we haven't even drank one beer yet.
No.
We're working on this beer.
I'm not even 2 inches into this can. That's the problem. That didn't even sound right either.
I'm not even 2 inches in.
Just a tip, Ted. Colin Kaepernick. Got into it with a fan on Twitter. And this is how it all started. Kaepernick decides to post something. 1,000 abs, arm workout, 10 minutes straight on the jump rope, 2-hour study session in February. That's what we call a recovery day.
All right.
You know, he's just bragging.
Yeah, he's bragging that his recovery day is much more intense than most other people's.
Sure. So this guy, Steven, he decides to write, says, ab workout won't help find open receiver, #study.
Right, so it's like, I don't really get that. The guy just said he spent 2 hours studying.
Right, he said 2-hour study session in February. We are in February.
Right.
All right, so Kaepernick, clearly this guy probably, I'm sure, as a football star like he is, who's on a very polarizing team, and he's a polarizing player on that team, gets a lot of hate.
Of course.
And I feel like today was the day where he just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, no, he just wasn't having it.
Just got a good workout in. His abs were hurting. His arms were jacked. His brain was functioning. Not feeling Steven having to tweet him that negativity. So then Colin decides to say, I want every... let me see. Are you illiterate or just ignorant? Read the tweet again, which says he did study. Better yet, give me your breakdown of every defensive coverage. I want every player's responsibility on every coverage. If you can't do it, mind your own damn business, clown. And then that wasn't it. Like a few minutes later go by. So he's still stewing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not like these were all fired off, I think, 30 seconds apart from each other. Like, I believe this next one happened like a few minutes after the last one that I just read. You got 8 followers, brah. Your own family doesn't even want to know what you're doing. Get better at life. So I click.
That's kind of funny. You only have 8 followers. Your family doesn't even care. That's a good line. Because everybody that has a bunch of followers has thought about being like hating on people's numbers. But yep. That's a funny way of doing it.
And there have been times where I'm like, I'm going to react to this person. And I go click on their thing. And the only person following them is me. And I'm like, I can't. Like, this is just silly. I'm bringing attention to a guy that nobody wants to follow other than me. Like, that's just stupid. Like, and I for a while, I would always, someone followed me, if I saw they had 0 followers, that would be like instant get a follow from me. Like,
yeah, I do the same thing.
I was like, oh, you can't have just no followers. That's bullcrap.
Yeah.
I got you back, buddy. And then you're going to diss me?
Shame yeah, if they me. Have no followers, I like to be the first one. My other big call is whether or not the ladies are wearing a ring.
How can you tell, though, in the picture?
You got to look through their pictures, and you got to find one with their hand. And if they're in gear, you could just tell if they have a serious boyfriend or whatever. If they do, they don't get a follow. If they're single and they're attractive, you're getting that follow.
Cute. I don't care, married or not. I'll follow you because I like to see cute girls show up on my feed.
Right, but you're not out there hunting.
No, that's a good point. I'm just looking for like a big smile on my face because maybe they'll post a cute picture.
Yeah, man, I'm still out there in the field.
You're on the... You're on the prowl.
Yeah, man.
In your skirt. This podcast is like less than an inch close away from not even getting aired. It's just going down a weird road on both of us.
My cousin Tom just started downloading this.
Oh, man.
I know this is the one he's going to hear.
Right. You got your whole family now listening.
Does your family listen to this podcast?
They don't even know how to download things on the internet.
It's funny. I've done the men's room for 10 years on KSW. This right. massive station.
Yeah.
We stream.
Monster show.
Yeah, huge show.
Right.
My family could care less, but they download the podcast.
Maybe because it's more about you.
Yeah, and I think it's just an easier form or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just funny to me.
Great. And this is going to be the one they're going to hear.
Yeah.
Well, our family member apparently is going to a drug-infused orgy in the desert.
Yeah, what's okay? It's not like he's religious or anything.
Nah. The funny part about this tweet, and I think we're both on... You thought I was not going to like this, I think.
Yeah, I thought you were going to call him out.
As a Seahawks fan, I would love to call him out because it's fun to goof on Kaepernick. But, I mean, I got to call it as it is. That's a funny response.
Yeah, I'm with him. I mean, get better at life might be a little harsh, but...
Very Richard Sherman of him on that line.
It is Sherman. Yeah. And, that line... Your family doesn't even care what you're tweeting. It's because, like, I don't care who you are. More than likely, somewhere between brothers, sisters, cousins, moms, dads, right. there's more than 8 people in your family.
Right. My brother follows me on Twitter. My sister-in-law follows me on Twitter. And all of Sid's family that have Twitter follow me on Twitter. Which is troubling sometimes from the things that I tweet.
Don't tweet out this link, bro.
No, this is not. This is the podcast that never existed.
Well, it is a Burning Man podcast.
That's true. We're going to burn it before it even makes it on the airwaves.
Torch it, Steve.
The best part about this is that he called him out for having 8 followers. I would imagine at the time when he called him out, he did have 8 followers.
He did.
When I clicked on it, he had over 250 followers.
I read an article when I got off the air today that said he already had over 500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for... This guy is now the new Twitter hero because he because most people, whether or not they agree with Kaepernick or not, they like the fact that somebody trolled him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you follow Chrissy Teigen? Chrissy Teigen?
Who is that?
She's a Sports familiar. Illustrated swimsuit model.
Oh, isn't she dating...
She's married to John Legend.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She is. She is awesome. At first, I didn't really like... I didn't know if I liked her, but on Twitter, man, she goes after people.
Really?
And other famous people will tweet stuff about her, and she'll just be like, what's your problem?
Wow.
Yeah. And she loves junk food.
And she loves talking like she always, every conversation I've seen in an interview with her goes down the sex road.
Dude, did you see, was it before the red carpet for the SNL thing or maybe the Grammys? She said that they had sex.
Yes.
At like the white, but you can see John Legend, like that is not his personality, that's hers, and yeah. He's just kind of like, oh crap.
He's like, he wasn't president when we did this, because they had sex at a Obama function.
Yeah.
And she shared that, like it was no big deal.
Right, and I get it, and good for him. Like, you know, obviously you marry people, you and your wife have different personalities on things, so I think it's good that they're together and she gets to do her thing, but I would be that way. Like, I would have probably been a little mortified, like, honey, did you just say that?
It was like ex-girlfriend PTSD for me when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
100%.
I dated a mouthy chick.
Yeah.
And who
haven't we all, Steve?
Yeah, I guess we have.
Or maybe just me and you.
That's what we're, that was a mouse. That was
a
mouse.
Are you all right over there?
I'm all right. I'm cut off. I get so comfortable in this room with you, Ted. I don't even know what I'm touching.
Yeah. It's a foxtail, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear this at night, huh, Shelly? You want this instead of Grindhouse?
Shelly, this is what it would be.
Yeah.
Just 2 hours of nonsense.
Two dudes doing push-ups, getting their sweat on, and then making grunting sounds. You'd rather that than listening to the latest Godsmack, all right? We'll pitch that one to the boss.
Yeah. Hair Club, we got this idea. Oh, we got it from Shelly.
Yeah. She wants us to replace Grindhouse. What do you think?
He'll probably just look at us and go, you know, I don't often listen to him, but I listened to that last Megacast.
Right.
No.
No.
Get out of my office and stop doing that stupid thing.
Yeah. Don't you guys know we tell you about the filter? What point did you think grunting at each other and talking about wearing skirts and...
I can attest that nothing we do on this podcast goes through that filter.
No, the music that we play, nothing. Nothing.
That's why I'm always pretty confident that I'm not sure anybody's listening.
Right. And then he'll be like, and Steve, you need to talk to Dwight about the board. It's fried. And smells like Miller Lite.
Well, that'll make me the guilty party.
Why does it smell like Miller Lite, Ted?
Dude, if you walked through all four stations and said one of the boards smells like Miller Lite, everybody would blame me. And rightfully slow.
Yeah.
Slow. Slow. I got to do some push-ups. Get out of here, man.
We're sorry. We'll be back next week.
We'll try better.
Yeah, you know what? Not everyone is going to be a home run. I mean, crap. Reggie Jackson struck out a lot.
This is more like we just leaned into this one. It wore the pitch, and now we're on first base.
Right, and bragging about how we got on first.
I'm on first, bitch!
Look at my on-base percentage, mother blanker! Through the roof now!
Oh, this is slow pitch, dude.
All right, let's get 10. Get the brain functioning, Ted, because clearly it wasn't working. I blame Digital Underground. It's all Sal's fault.
Sal
from Bensonhurst.
Oh, Sal coming through talking. Yeah, Sal. Of course he loves sex packets.
Yeah. Hey, yo, what do you think? A Humpty Hump. It's not a big deal.
No, you boys want a cheesesteak?
He went from Bensonhurst to Philadelphia.
Wow. All right, Italian hoagie? And I don't even know what that accent was.
My wife makes me do accents now all the time because she thinks me trying to do an accent is one of the funniest things that she's ever heard, because I can't do accents.
Did you hear the other day in the men's room I got to do my spot-on Sean Connery?
No.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, shut up. That's it, Steve. It's the whole thing.
It's sad that I actually do a Sean Connery on the morning show. This is my Sean Connery impression.
All right.
Sean Connery. At least you have dialogue. I just say my name.
All right, you say yours, and I'll do it.
And then we'll do the push-ups, and everybody get ready. Get on the ground, because you're going to need to.
God damn, that sounded horrible, too.
Hold on, I need a drink.
All right.
Let me do this right. Sean Connery.
Sorry, I missed it. All right, do it again.
Sean Connery,
shut up.
All right. Are you ready, Ted?
No, but let's do them.
I can't wait to eat sushi.
All right, stop pushing the wind.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks for listening to the Megacast. Let's get 10, everybody.
Funny. but here you're making money, see. So y'all on, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm a little fool in town. Four, and my sound's laid down five, by the underground. Six, I'm drinking ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So eight, just let me introduce nine, myself. My name is Humpty Dance, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
The floor is kind of sticky, man. I've been down to do those push-ups and my hand stuck to the floor. I'm not happy tonight.
Everything's a little sticky, Steve.
You know, maybe the show would work at night.
Yeah, who knows? In the theory that most people are drunk.
Yes, and high.
Oh, man, if you're listening that you're at your desk during the midday on this one, have fun.
We're sorry. If you need us to write a note to your boss, we will.
Sure, we got you covered.
Thanks for listening to the MegaCast. We'll be back next week.
See you, Sal.
Bye, Sal.